number one and take me number two. I'm not in number one, I'm not in number two. Then there is a machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yishai. In other words, there's a requirement of Rotzen a more stringent requirement than the requirement of the Yishai. If Bakashos is Lunasin, then everybody agrees that even though the Bakashos is Lunasin, the Rotzen was not fulfilled in respect to the same meaning. So is Potter. It's not in Lakshmashan. But if the Rotzen there is, but the element of Yidir is lacking, so if the element of Yidir is lacking in respect to the whole meaning, then everybody is made there. I mean, if the element of Yidir is lacking in respect to the Meloche, then everybody is made there that is Potter. And if the element of Yidir is lacking in the same, but this thing number one or thing number two, then everybody is made there that is higher. I can think about what the issue is. When there is Yidir in respect to the Meloche as such, and but there is no Yidir in respect to one meaning or the other meaning. So then the Blazer says that he's hired, and the Yeshua says, but we see from this Gemara that there are three things. There is Bakoshe, that's Hotzi, and there is Machshavte, that's Yidir, and then there is Kavanah. So Kavanah the Gemara doesn't even discuss. Because the Gemara doesn't say that Rabbi Yeshua Soba Harel Nase, you see the connotation of the Betches Gimse, that Rabbi Yeshua Soba Harel Nase Bakoshose Yumashate, not Kavnose, because according to the Gimse, which we have in our text, so it's not it, but according to the Betches Gimse, it follows from this. So that's the difference between situation in Michale. So when does the Rosh say that we shayach edibay balio? He says it in connection with the case of the Michale cloud, where he's upset. He's mitztayer of the fact that he'll become sterile as a result of the medication. So such a case in Shabbos would be mutam alayhi, because he didn't do melechas mashevas. But in Kolatay Kule, there is no such aloha. There is no such aloha of what? There is in Chubis Marik. There is in Chubis Marik. The Marik says that if somebody, if an Akum and Amos will force a Jew to do Loch and Shabbos, or not Gochnet, what does it mean? They'll kill him. But suppose he forces a Jew to do Loch and Shabbos. If he doesn't, he'll put him in prison. He'll not die from him in prison, or hit him. So then the Mavik says, you can't say it's like Nefesh, and you couldn't even say that he's muta for him to do it, because of all this. He'll not die, he'll not be killed. So, and if he will not be involved, but he's still in shame and chitzvot. He's still in shame and chitzvot, so the Lord Yeshua says, he's caution means to know and not do it. The Lord Yeshua says, Amolim Nagini, Nagmanim, Shor, Vazayo, have a powerful mention of them, have a powerful telling, so pieces of the Kashi, how the child, the Kamani Shor, Vazayo, Shor, and even at the story, if they had been threatened to eat the surgeon, so the Kam says that the telling was the Hira Melech and the one feeling who it means in addition to the mention of it in the city of the other. It's not on desire, but they acted with Yisho as a man. He wanted to encourage Hashem. some, mainly only because they had to sacrifice their lives so they wouldn't do it. But they had to subject themselves to unlimited torture. The question is, of course, if somebody does something because of his suing children kids for, not be suing just for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, suing children kids for, that question is, so is it not? But suppose the Akum tells a Jew to do something on Shabbos, if not to hit him. So the Magid says, that he's potter, Shabbos is wrong. There's no Israelites, because it's not the last Shabbos. Oh, it's haven't agreed, but it's like don't under hypnotism. He doesn't have to watch it. So maybe it's not the last Shabbos. Anyway, by Shabbos there is a loche of Kibie, and there is a loche of Rotz, but no aloche of Kavod. Oh, okay. So we'll have to do it anyway. I finished with the Sugya. Well, I'm not finished yet, because we have it on the face. I was just keying it. Alright. So, we should, next week, for sure, so we should cover the Lineida. We should cover up to the Sugya of Tachtos. Come on.
Thank you. Rachel will pick out all your clothes.
Blue is her best color.
No, red, I think. Your bath is drawn by Mrs. Greer's soap.
No bubbles, I think.
And that comes in to make your bed.
Silk?
No, it's satin sheets, I think.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
Inside the house? Oh, boy!
The tennis court is in the rear.
I never even picked up a racket.
What? Have an instructor here at noon.
Oh, and get that Dodge Budge fellow if he's available.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
Through, Mrs. Pugh comes to take it away.
Ah.
little cheeks, little teeth, everything around me is little. If I read the little nest, surely I would get an acquittal. Send the flu, anything that you can do to a little girl.
Baby,
Marcus is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
Go to the movies. Let's go see the stars.
Sitting in the darkness, popcorn on your knee, give the maid the night off.
Turn the kitchen light off. Let's go to the movies. Like to see the bedroom, my little billiard ball?
Sign.
I make a very dry martini.
Right here.
I make a very wet souffle.
Just your name.
Don't be so mean. You mean old meanie.
Come, my dear.
Let's you and me make. Why shouldn't we make hay?
I have an appointment at 1.
This way. You ever been to Bonus Aires?
Where?
I hunger for the Argentine.
Argentine.
Let's me and you fill up our diaries.
What?
Buy me a ruby.
No.
Why shouldn't you be mine?
Come.
I got your number.
Close.
You'd like to
Madam
run, but
why?
I'll call you Ollie.
We
my hat to Molly.
Through this.
And now I got
by
my cucaracha,
my private
eye.
You spend your evenings in the shanty.
You had me follow.
Imbibing quarts of bathtub gin.
Bronchitis.
And here you're dancing in your scanties.
Great man.
With some old geezer called Little Caesar.
He's an uncle.
You lock the orphans in the closet.
They love it.
You huck their Christmas souvenirs.
Drink.
You steal the funds you should deposit.
It's fresh.
You make them grovel while you buy lavaliers. You
must you upset me? Why don't you pet me? Hit you my grave now. Let's misbehave
in
now.
Some
you want to see Moochie, my little
penitentiary.
I guess I'll never know the feeling.
You'll rot in jail.
I'm running fingers through your hair.
And sing, sing.
I guess this means no Buenos Aires.
Will you sign?
Well, I don't need you.
That's fine.
So just forget
the dotted line.
Forget my sweetness.
Don't whine.
Forget your name.
You can't decline.
Stay in sort of.
Just sign.
My friend, what a why didn't you say so in the first place? Swine!
O-D-E-N-T-I-O
Dan. Hey, hobo man. Hey, dapper Dan. You both got your style, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Your clothes may be Beau Brummel-y, they stand out a mile, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Aha, the lovely Boylan sisters. Who cares what they're wearing on Main Street or Savile Row? It's what you wear from ear to ear. And not from head to toe that matters.
Hey, hobo man, hey, dapper Dan. You both got your style, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Your clothes may be Beau Brummel-y, they stand at a mile, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Who cares what they're wearing on Main Street or Savile Row? It's what you wear from ear to ear, and not from head to toe that matters. Boylan sisters.
I-O-T-E-N-T. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do
Yeah.
mystery. The lady lush life.
Tomorrow, you're only a day away. gonna be swell. Looking at them, it's easy to tell. And maybe I'll forget how nice he was to me.
It'll be fine, nothing to fear. She'll be as happy as she was here. Things have worked out much better than planned. It makes you smile when fate takes a hand. And I know I'll forget how much she meant to me and how she was almost mine.
love you, Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah. Krishna.
Now, that's the Mishnah in Lide, Perek Atenetius. Now, it's not so relevant now because of the Takonim Ocheres, that by all the Moshim, so is Deodorus Mitzvah appears. But prior to that Takonim, so there were four categories. The first category is Iktano, Shaloi, Higiyas Manoliris. That's the first category. The Iktano, Shaloi, Higiyas Manoliris. So, according to Bishamai, so Nesla Abo Leilis. According to Bishilel, and of course we pass on like Bishilel, so Ashitichyama. How do we know whether the Mako was healed or the Mako was not healed? So, if some Adalid, in Ude, there is a Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that the criterion is Kozman Shemichri. In other words, as long as when the walls of the uterus rub against each other, so then she breathes, so it's a raya that lo yichol sama. How do we know whether she breathes when the case with Isarechem rub against each other? If she breathes when she stands, but when she sits down and relaxed, she doesn't breathe, so that means that it's nechinama. It's nechamak, when a person has his saw, and you rub, let's say you have his saw on the finger. So when it rubs against something, so it will start bleeding. So this is the same thing. So if she is mitzia dam, she bleeds when she stands, but she doesn't bleed when she sits down, or she bleeds when she sits al gavei hakav, but she doesn't bleed when she sits al gavi koren mochsosis, so that means that mechin amak, that the mako is still there. So whenever it rubs against something hard, so it starts bleeding. That's Rav. Shmuel says that it's rechosa amako as long as she's reyamach mastashmi. If after Tashmish she bleeds, so that's a raya that the Maka was not healed yet. But if she stopped bleeding as a result of Tashmish, so it's a raya that the Maka was healed. The Maka was healed. Now we pass like Rav. But there is a machlekes between Tesis in Nide Dapsamadalet and the Tesis Rosh in Dapsamadalet, whether Rav is Machmir over and above Shmuel, or is Mekil over and above Shmuel. So according to Tesis, he needed a Samadalet, so Rav is Machmir over and above Shmuel. In other words, that according to Rav, so if we have to have both symptoms in order that she shouldn't be asur. Number one, that neichin amako, that when she stands she bleeds, and when she sits down she doesn't bleed, or when she sits down and kabikak and something hard she bleeds, and when she sits down and something soft, like we call them sausage, she doesn't bleed. So, and In other words, that either, so one symptom should be that either she bleeds all the time, whether she stands or she sits, and something hard on something, or she never bleeds. So that's also lo nochama. So that's one symptom, that it's not the cheresama, that she doesn't bleed when she stands, that she doesn't bleed when she stands, or she bleeds when she stands and she's down. So that's lo nochama. I mean that if she stands, so if she bleeds when she stands or when she sits on something hard, but doesn't bleed, so when she sits on something soft, so that's called nochamako. And in addition, that she continues sitting down after every time. So Rav is machmir over Shmuel. According to Shmuel, so she's muteres libailo, even if it's nochamako, she just chose the symptom of nochamako. And according to Shmuel, so she has to show both symptoms, nochamako, and that she bleeds machmastashim. That's the issue. And the thesis of Rosh in Sakasnide that some of Dalet is that Rav is nature, as again Shmuel, we passed like Rav. In other words, according to Shmuel, it only depends upon Nochamah. And if it is, in other words, only if it's Nochamah, so she's Muteres. But if it's not Nochamah, if she doesn't bleed when she stands, or she bleeds all the time, is that real time? Then she's asur lebailo, even though she still bleeds machmastashim. According to Rav, no. One symptom is in. So that's the machlokes between Teisves in Midat Samadalet and Teisves Arosh. We pass like Rav. According to Teisves, so Rav is Machmir over the Bob Shmuel, and we need Norton and Muteres, we need both symptoms, Nochla Mako and Reyedah Machmastash Mish, and according to Jesus Arosh, Rav is Mekil over the Bob Shmuel. According to Shmuel, so it only depends upon the symptom of Nochla Mako, not Reyedah Machmastash Mish. And according to Rav, either symptom, whether it's Nochra Makos or she's Muteres, even if she doesn't see that Machmas Tashmish, or she sees that Machmas Tashmish, even though it's really Nochra Makos, she's also Muteres. I mean, so that's the Machmas. Anyway. So, B'Simon say, Tineikis, Shalikias Manoviris, that means Iktano. So she's Muteres, Achitich Yamako. Achitich Yamako. And whatever Tich Yamako means, Nochu, Nochu, or Nochu Makoso, or Tamach Mustashmish. Then the next category is Iktano, that already she's still Iktano when she got married, but she already is so big, so real. So then, Ishama is saying, just Lilo and Sheino, and Bisilel say, Dalet Leilis. Bisilel say, Dalet Leilis, and of course we pass from like Bisilel. There's a second category. Then the third category is a Naro that did not see down the days of the year. A Naro. Not in Degas, but in now. In other words, she's 12 years old and she brought some money. But she did not see the days of the earth. So then, Bisilel say, so Bishamai say that Bishamai say that Veil Blas Mitzvah Peres, And the seals say, Lila Rishen. Lila Rishen. In other words, if she's... So the first means, the first category, I don't know, maybe I had a slip of the tongue, I'm not sure. So the first category is Iktano. Iktano, so it doesn't make any difference whether she saw Dambi Beisavir or she didn't see Dambi Beisavir. So according to the seal, Ashitech Yama. There's the first category. The second category is in Naro, Shaloy Roasu Beisavir. So according to the Silel, it's Dalet Leilis. And then the third category is in Naro, the Troasu Beisavir. So according to the Silel, Lila Vishayim. Lila Vishayim. That's the third category. And then the fourth category is a Naro. The third category is in Naro who saw down the base of the earth. So it's Lila or Rishen. And then the fourth category is a Vedra Shaloi Rasa. A Vedra Shaloi Rasa. So according to the Mishnah, a Vedra Shaloi Rasa, so is Neislo Lila or Rishen, according to the Mishnah. However, the Rabbi Seinu, Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechan, and Rish Lakish, so they are misaking that even a Vedras Shaloi Rasol Vesavir is also Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. But a Vedras Shaloasol, so Mitzatakones HaMishne is Beil Bilas Mitzvah Rishen Mo Peres. Vedras Shaloasol. But Vedra Shaloi Rasol Vesavir, so Mitzatakones HaMishne, so is Lailo Rishenu. Lailo Rishenu. Not Dalit Leil, Lailo Rishenu. But Mitzat Takonas, Rabbi Seinu, Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechan, Rish Lakish, so, everyone, so then there is a Machlekes Rishenu. So it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. So the Shittes HaRambam is that Mitzat Dine Digmore, Mitzat Takonas Amoroim, Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, so only Ligabi Beigres in Bordo Shaloi Roasu, or Naro Sheroasu, so that is the Takonis Amoroim. But let's say Iktano Shaloi Roasu, so we didn't ignore it until Achitich Yamakam. But only Mitzat Takonis Ageini, so even by Iktano Shaloi Roasu, so he bailed the last piece of peers. It's an Akkonis again. But the Rambam says in the Rekeinu of the Tzisur Ediyeh that he didn't dig more, so the Takone of the Amroi, not Akkonis HaMishne, only applies to a Beidra Shaloi Raso or a Naro Shaloaso. But a Ktano Shaloi Raso, a Ktano Shaloi Raso, we didn't ignore even after the Takone of Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechon Rish Lakish. So she's Muteres Lebailo Achitich Yama. Only Mitzat Takone Sageini, so even a Ktano Shaloi Raso is only available as Mitzvah Peres. However, all the other Rishonim, the Raivet and the Geini, they say that the Takone Samoroi of Rav and Shmuel, Yechanel Rish Lakish applies to Moshe. I mean, prior to the Takonis Ageini. These are the sheets. Okay. Now, so Moshe Rabchit, the Neikei Shal Yigi Azman Ol Yireitz V'Nisez, Yisham Eimrim Neisno Abo Leiles, U'Bisilin Ashitich Yamako. That's the first category. The second category is Yigi Azman Ol Yireitz V'Nisez, so, and she didn't see the base of the earth yet. Then he says, if Yishama in his love, the Lailo Rishay, who be still man with the Shabbos, Abo Leile. My love, so he says, Ad with the Shabbos. In other words, if it's his mother, Gio's man of the earth, she's an hour. And she didn't see it, the base of the earth. So, Ad with the Shabbos, Abo Leile. So what do you think about Shabbos Tzua Nisri Mobili? So that means Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Mitzvah Shabbos, so 4 nights. So, my love, Diloy Boil, Motze Boil, Akil B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah mentions in regard to Ipsua, a narrow that he gives manalires, that means he gives manalires, Diloy Roasu B'Shabbos. So, in Muteres, four leiles, and this spells out the four leiles, Ad Mitzvah Shabbos. So that presumably it means Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Mitzvah Shabbos. So what does it mean? The loiva. So the mission, it says 4 nights, and one of the 4 nights, presumably, is Friday night. So it is reference to the case, if he wasn't there, or as Rashi points out, suppose there was Bileg, but not a Bileg more. So that's like Loiba. If it's not a Bileg more, even though there was a Bileg, so it's like Loiba, the same thing. My love, the Loiba, my love, Rashi. Hanochabo, Lelis, Hanifin, Shabir, Ton Loch, Tonu. The Loiba, Bileg more. Motzelimiva, even if there was a bile, but if it wasn't a full bile, if the whole time she made see Tommy, Baro Isov, Habe Damsulim, Ushvamino Minei Name, the Mutter, Liveo, the Habura, the Shabbos, you see, Rabbi Yaakov Emdi, notice there was a mistake in grammar, in Digbook, so it was written here with an iron, so Rabbi Yaakov Emdi made a correction. He says to be with an aleph. Have a damsuri. Ushmanim menein amed muta liveo de chabura de Shabbos. So that means that the Mishnah's reference to the Friday night is one of the nights when she's mutaris, even though she's so dumb, but since so it's mutaris to him, but it should be also since he wasn't veiled yet, or even if he was veiled, but not the bileg mure. So again, when he's veiled the second time, he'll also make chabur. As long as he didn't make one bileg mure, so every time he makes a bia, he makes a so he makes a chabure. So it's a raya that it's muta libelgulas mitzvah, even though it involves a chabure. Because of the Roshim Nishar. My love, dearly boy, much a boy, love, it'll be Shabbos. Or my brother, loyally, bow me Shabbos. That it means, Abo Leilis, Habitzari Shabbos. Means, Libal me Shabbos. How do you have four nights, excluding Friday night? Sua Nisi, the MOV. Sua Nisi's, the MOV. So you have Wednesday night, Thursday night. She got married on Wednesday, so Wednesday night, one night. Thursday night, two nights. Friday night, you can't count. So, Mitzvah Shabbos is 3 nights. How do you have 4 nights? How do you have 4 nights? So, the Shulchan Aruch explains it. Either when it says 4 leiles, it means 3 leiles and one day. But that's involves Reichach, so it's not 4 nights. Or, that's better, than Shimulazi says. Suppose she got married Tuesday night, that's also the Imovi. Got married Tuesday night, that's Imovi, the day follows the night. So you have 4 nights, if we exclude Friday night, it's still 4 nights. So you have Tuesday night, then Wednesday night, Thursday night, it's 3 nights, and we say Shabbos 4 nights. That's better, so it doesn't involve any deicha of saying that 4 leiles means as reference to 3 nights plus 1 day. So that's better. So in other words, the only problem if we say she got married Tuesday night, so we have four nights, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, we say Shabbos, so then how about Broche? Broche, broche de the doggy. All right, so Brocha the doggy is only an entertainment. It's not a deal. It's not a fear. All right. Omar Rodeloy, the Baal Mishabes. Omar Liataye, where Admitsuri Shabes are born Lele Skotan. Lele Skotan. So, in other words, so how can you say that it means the Baal Mishabes? So, according to the Pshatish in the Betzes, that it means the Baal Mishabes means she got married Tuesday night. So, what's the Kasha of Inhoa? So, we still have four nights. You just omit Friday night from the Cheshm. You have Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Mitzvah Shabbos. No, but the expression Abba Leleis, Abba Leleis, Abba Mitzvah Shabbos implies that the four nights are in succession. There is no alternation. But if you say Libam Shabbos, so you alternate, you skip one night. So that's not mashma in the expression. That's not what the expression Abolele Sadmitzoy Shabbos. The plain connotation of the expression Abolele Sadmitzoy Shabbos is that the four nights are successive. That means Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Sunday. The whole Sadmitzoy Shabbos. That when it says it's four nights, so it means not that four nights, true, it has reference to the four nights in succession, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Shabbos, Shabbos, but it doesn't mean that each one of these nights is the first time. In other words, even if he was veiled Wednesday night, so it can still be veiled Thursday night and Friday night. So what kind of a problem is there? I mean, so of course, if it was veiled, veiled mure, so then there is no shaila or bechabure. Well, there is a shaila or bechabure. So the Gemara said, Nikishabal, Michael Mashmon, there is no shaila or bechabure. So the Gemara says, there is a shaila or bechabure. Komashmon, Michael Mashmon, Komashmon, the shovel in the middle of the Shabbos. The Omar Shmuel Kiyotz of Chuko Muta Likomis Babi Shabbos the Afar Pisha Meisot Chuk. In other words, there is a problem even if Friday night is not the first blessings, even though there was a Bilad Mura before that, there is still a possibility that he'll make Chavur. If he was Bilad Mura, so that means that he was already Hesir as Absolute. In other words, that he broke the whole hymen. But since he saw some melee as a result of the bia, even though it's not the first bia gmure, even though there was already a bia gmure, one bia gmure or two, but it's still sore, so there is a possibility she'll bleed. But if situation it isn't, then it's definitely not a situation. Then it's a mere possibility. So that is muta. That is muta. Kamashmon Bishovel Mivol Bishabes Kidishmuel, Doma Shmuel, Piotzokum Muta Likonis of Bishabes, the Afal Pisha Mesa. Now you rest in Kasha. So Bishlim come to Rav Shimon, to Rav Shimon, we know, they understand. Dovashim is having his muta, even though there is a possibility. You're allowed to walk and dress in Shabbos, even though there is a possibility you walk out the dress. But how about Rav Yehuda? After all, we are discussing that the whole Abaye of the Gemara is not only in connection with Rav Shimon, in connection with Rav Yehuda also. So when the Gemara says, Komash from Yisrael, you will be Shabbos, so it doesn't mean only I live with Rav Shimon. It means I feel I live with Rav Yehuda also. But a little bit of beauty, as long as there is a mere possibility of making chabure, some melee, and if we say it's not mikalkut, misaking, so it should be also. No, the answer is because according to Second Washington Psochim, so even the beauty who says Dovashim is chave is also, that's only by Efsha Volikam Chav, but by Loy Efsha. The Lord of the Chavon, the Yudeh is made it as it's made. So, according to the second version, so in collateral, cooler of beauty is made is not up and lay up short in the house. And lay up short doesn't mean lay up short. Lay up short, there is because lay up short. Lay up short means it involves a certain hardship, like to the one who is accustomed to go to work to a certain street, and in that street, so the Avizora marked that here is Avizora. So that's called lay up short. So here it's also called lay up short. Some male, and since it's definitely not a situation, a mere possibility, so it is not according to everybody. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. In Shmuel, the Mashmuel appears at Hukom Mutali Konis Bobishak. Mutali Konis Bobishak. Now, what? Let's see, Rashi. Well, it's not what is happening, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's lo yefsha v'lo yemishcha. Alright. Mosiv Rabbi Yisef, chosin poter mitri ashma lailo rishin ad mitzoi Shabbos. Why? Because of the halacha, or they say the mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah. So, because is it all? Why is it all? So there are two pshotim. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Broche says, is it old, because he's very anxious and apprehensive, lest he will not find our Ipsum. That's why it's told. And there is another pshat that Rishayim mentioned in Broches, because the Mishnah is in Broches, the Mishnah Kubes is mentioned here, he's afraid when he's Baal Ipsum, so he's afraid lest he'll become a Khrushchev. But the most Rishayim explain it as the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah. He's told, he's anxious, apprehensive, lest he will not find out soon. So, Chosn Potom Triash Malalo Rishayim Admi Tzoy Shabbos Im Liosomaise. So the Mishnah spells out Im Liosomaise. That means that he got married on Wednesday. So he's poter, lailo rishin ad mitzoi Shabbos. If he wasn't there, let's say Wednesday night, some mele, so then he's poter of Krishna. And let's say if he wasn't there the Thursday night, he's poter of Krishna. And let's say ad mitzoi Shabbos. And if he wasn't there by Friday night, till Friday night, and he wants to be bailed Friday night, he's also potter. Apparently, he's the other to be bailed Friday night, even though it will be the first time. So it's a raya that there is no isa to be bailed to a smitzle. So, he was a nice man, a victory, the boy, a nival. Only a boy, a loy victory, a loy boy. A boy says, the reason is the wise, the potter of Krishna. Because he's upset about the fact, because he's not able to be bailed blessed in the Friday night, so is he told. So that also gives him a din of potamani. So the Gemara says, Omele Rove, you should kill the potter, just because he's upset. So he's potter, and when Ator Togos Finosi be Yam or Haname be potter. Bechitim or Haname, Roma Rabbe Barzab de Marab, Ovil Chai de Juan Mitzvez, or Amuri Tateo, Chutz Matun, Shemema Bon Peir. But he's told, he's not relaxed, because of his abilities, because of the bereavement, so still, is chayv no mitzvah, so told by itself is no cure for mitzvahs. Only told when somebody is mentally preoccupied with the fulfillment of the mitzvah, But if somebody is mentally preoccupied because he's not able to fulfill the mitzvah, that's like Tovas Finosa B'Yam. Elo Maron. Tanoi. Iton echod in lo so mai se berishin potar ab bisheini. Bisheini potar ab bishnishi. Itan ido chrishin sheini potar. So chrishin sheini means Wednesday night. Shani Thursday night, Shlishi Friday night, Chayek. Titanidoch, Rishin Shani Potter, Shlishi Chayek. The Abaye, so how will Abaye explain the two conflicting vices? Because none of it here the plea. So in other words, according to Abaye, the vice that says that Shlishi is also Potter holds that even if somebody is told because of the Tzedek Mitzvah, not because he is mentally preoccupied with the fulfillment of the Mitzvah, but he is mentally preoccupied and disturbed by the non-fulfillment of the Mitzvah, is also just Tovas Finosa B'Yam, so he's not preoccupied because of the Mitzvah, because of his mundane endeavors, his mundane interests. So that doesn't give him a tour. But if somebody is told because of his spiritual motive, so then, because of the mitzvah, even though the tirde is not in the course of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but the tirde is a result of the non-fulfillment of mitzvah, so he's also part of it. And that's the machlekes abraises, according to Allah. How is the Rashi? My love, Heidi Papa, and the Krishna, the Rishabe, the Shon, the Mitzvah, the Shon, the Nibar, the Boy, the Nibar, the Isin, the Mitzvah, the Shon, the Mitzvah, ויתור את ריבוע ומצטויה של ריבוע ומשמיצור את פוטה ביטליו ומשמיצה פוטה מהן שמחה של עצמי מיצה שמם עלון פייר פייר ברבין שלום סת יחסקר פייר חוכב משלך ויעוד בין מאיר ודיעוף הקרמי נראי שי ואין זה פייר לצביר אלו מאוד ועדיי לא יבוא צליט חוצרות וחושב מודים חיזו ומוסק בויר עם גלעד פוטה אדול ויתור את המיצה Tanoi hi, bilas habura di Shabbos, man do osali di Shabbos, ktam ayam ni shmaitse, mit ein achine des olen iwa, lito no chode, pota mit schria ishma, schlishi chai di Shabbos, u schlishi detz fai nai, lo osali iwa, vayu amal o achana, pono inam di tira de pruge, vay di pota alei mit schria ishma, la nish misha o nida, elo kosova ha mitzvaya tzar shal mitzve, even though he is torud because of the non-fulfillment, not because of the fulfillment. Potter mit Schriechme, wo ich Dommel die Obung, die Tore, Tiere, der ich Schuss, am Schein, Zare, Mitzwe, auf auf die, ich habe los in Mitzwe, und man im Chayef, so der Tier der Leupotter, die Hover mal, die Mutter Liebe fliege, die Hanne Tanoi, kann ich Tanoi. Ja, und sie kommen dabei, und dann passt gleich dabei. Und sie kommen dabei, if somebody is told, because of the Mitzwe, so the halacha facing mitzvah potam na mitzvah. Facing mitzvah potam na mitzvah. So, but if somebody is told because Tovas Finosa B'Yam, not because of mitzvah, so then it's not shy to say, facing mitzvah potam na mitzvah. Why? If somebody is told because of the mitzvah, because he cannot fulfill the mitzvah, he cannot fulfill the mitzvah now, so why is he considered facing mitzvah? Because to be told an account of Isurim or an account of mitzvahs, so comes with the mitzvah the Oresa Melikecho, to be Chored L'Var Hashem. So Mele, so when a person is told because he's occupied with the fulfillment of the mitzvah, or the fact that he cannot fulfill the mitzvah, so he's the kind of mitzvah, it's not, it's the kind of mitzvah of of Yerushalayim, the Choy of Hashem, yes? Maybe all right, but not only to suppose he can't have children, suppose he's sterile, suppose the woman is sterile. I mean, it's called Yilas Mitzvah. That itself is called a mitzvah. I mean, apart from the period of Israel, it's the same only with Yilas Mitzvah. I mean, it's a mitzvah. I mean, apart from the period, it also, but apart from the period. Yeah, according to Rambam, so Kedushin itself is a mitzvah. All right, but he was already in Kaddish and soon also. But the state says, I think I mentioned it in the final, they says that Gimel. Why? Because they were as Lisa called it, was Lisa and Dalam and Dalish and Jersey. Ki be alay choysayich. The Amrion and Isha Teresa's Kriza and Isha Isa is so clean. Well, the Kach Nibadbo. Things is mentioned so when we play the video, but it's not pure Yavaridia. I mean, so the Duas Mitzvah itself is part and parcel of the Mitzvah of Dushin also, because I mentioned that the Mitzvah of Dushin does not imply only Dushin, Nisuin also. So the Duas Mitzvah, which is the consummation of the Nisuin, this Nisuin is also a Kima Mitzvah. So in other words, it's still, of course, she's already in Yeshua before the beer, but it is the finalization of the Nisui. So the Bias Mitzvah is the finalization of Nisui, even though she is in Yeshua already without Bias Mitzvah, but it is the finalization of Nisui. And since the Nisui comes with the Mitzvah of Kinikach Hishisho, Bubalo, so Mele, even the Bilas Mitzvah comes within that Mitzvah. And also Pierre Varivio, Thesis mentions who bone the Pierre Varivio.
But that's someone who should have supposed to have said that the Bilas Mitzvah is the
human. I mean, I don't think anybody is relic. The Gemara calls it Bilas Mitzvah. So that means that it's a Mitzvah, the first being. It is a Mitzvah. The first being is a Mitzvah. The first being. Apart from Mitzvah Seidah, it's a mitzvah.
Rabbi, what does Rashi say by an Avil, Ein Saro Mitzvah, if we say Ein Ani Nasa, if the Mishnah says Ein Ani Nasa El Belay? So, it seems to be an experience for
you. No, so that means, now we said that on the Raisa level, the Din Achir Baravir is the Achir Sal Bavir. So, I mean, but that's more kasha from this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, the mitzvah is not a mitzvah, because Averis doesn't mean to be mitzvah. Averis means, the Chedus Arbobes means to feel alone, to feel isolated. Averis means the only day, in other words, a noble has to feel abandoned and isolated. That's the Chedus Arbobes. But it's possible to feel alone and feel abandoned and not be upset. I mean, this is, you know, that's a certain psychological, you know, norm. When a person is alone, so he feels upset and distracted and he can concentrate. But the Torah certainly doesn't hire the person that when he has to entertain the feeling of isolation, that he should not be able to concentrate. That's human nature, you know. When you feel abandoned and isolated, so you can't concentrate. But some people can concentrate, even when they feel isolated. Even when they feel isolated. I mean, the Maharam of Rutenberg was in prison, in a dungeon, many, many years. And he wrote Chubes from prison. He was able to concentrate. He certainly felt isolated, being in the dungeon, you know, for many years, you know, in Germany. So he certainly felt isolated, but he was able to concentrate. Human nature is that when a person suffers, he can't concentrate. But that's not the integral part of the mitzvah of the physical body. right, now, let's go over the pages. My love, you may boil mochi boil. Do my no cut up me three shots. You love the Oselashino and the mochi boil the shots. I forgot the lease of soup. Like when you may not have me three shots last meal, the dinner we took me. So that's why he mentions Mitzvah Shabbos, that the Dalet Leilis is only the first Dalet Leilis, but it cannot be spread out in the course of the long time. No, the Halacha is not like that. The original generation, the Dalet Leilis can be spread out over a considerable span of time. The original generation, which you kind of tell us here, I said the notion of Dalet Leilis compares with this Chedesh, that she's Mekares the Bailon, in the course of Dalet Leilis spread out over the Beis Chedesh. So the question is, why did he say administration? If Galo had been there, Dalet Leilis is only entitled Ritzukin, the first Dalet Leilis, but after Mitzvah Shabbos, even though he's Leboel, he's also. So then we understand why it says administration. But Allah is, it can be spread out in the course of the Beis Chayesh also. Some male writers mention Adonai Shabbos, so it's a purpose, the expression of Adonai. Unless the Mishnah Rabbeinu HaKodesh is trying to emphasize it, that if he wasn't there, so Adonai Shabbos, he can be there for the first time. So then it's mentioned in the Mishnah that plus Mitzvah is Mitzvah Fayyam. The Levine Shirich in time for Vasilia, my son was one of the Levine Shirich in Hiddish, Rocha Pekushi Meis, one of the Levine Shirich, Adni Tzuri Shabbos, Shevidu Bechalailo, Biyosia, Mitzas Psulim, Adni Tzuri Shabbos. In other words, when Sartesi says, Biyosia Mitzas Psulim, that's like Chashis Pshat. Even though from the Shibetzes, certainly, it's not as a smash mouth, because sometimes the Shibetzes is very difficult. Very difficult. But so it might be smash mouth from Shibetzes that thinks this doesn't explain it like Kasha, but I don't think so. I mean, that this expression, the Yasha Mitzvah Psulim, indicates that things this goes along with Chassid Shah. But what does it mean, Loibal? Loibal doesn't mean Loibal again. Loibal means Loibal doing more. Even if he was Baal, every night. But if every night when he's Baal, it's not a deal of more, so then it's the same like Loibal. So that's why Jesus emphasizes the Yasa Mitzvah Tzuri, Adam Tzuri Shabbos. The Ashminon, the Shorel Hashem Tzuri Mishabbos. So that's the Adam Tzuri Shabbos Dalet Leilis. In other words, let's say suppose he's Baal, Bilek Sas, Wednesday night, Thursday night, but he was not Mesia on the Psulim, so he's allowed to be Baal Friday night also. And since he was not Mesia as yet on the Psulim, even though he was Mesia Mitzvah Psulim, so it's like Loi Baal Baal, so it's a raya that it's Muta. Vashmino Mishol Hashem Psulim Mishabes. Umshane Loi Baal Mishabes. Umitzoi Shabbos, Nokat Lashmino Nibino Mitzuk. So why does he mention Mitzoi Shabbos? So to tell us that it has to be Mitzuk. But doesn't the Gemara say, the Braise, I mean, Nosim Odale, that's how it ends. But here the Gemara was trying to say that it's not like that. They test the Mitzuk. The Mosel Mifrach Mupraisi to Basel in Nide, the Muchach Batrin Fizori, Elo the Poetling the Gupta the Praisi. So I'm Mitzvah Shabbos Aboeres Kotan. The Tema Mikore, the Mishaner, the Bam Shabbos, Maolo the Daite, the Kotan of the Hedi, the Dalot Leiris. So, I mean, so Shinkubet says something very good. He says it in two incarnations. One is three nights and one day, but that involves a little bit of a day. But in other words, if she got married Tuesday night, So it's only a question of broche the dogging. That's not a field. That's only a table. It's not a field. So he didn't conform to that education. He didn't care for it, so he didn't conform. So he still has 4 nights before the Shabbos. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and so Shabbos. So why doesn't he say that? I don't know. Number two. Then there is a machlokes between the